a Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Tuesday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark,
the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Jorge in Sarasota, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Free Talkers.
Hey, Jorge, you're
welcome. Hey, but then I told it so long I forgot what I was going to talk about.
That's all right.
Yes,
you
I like the Free Talkers.
I'm sure. It's unusual hearing you're really back in action, man. Two nights
ago. Oh, I'm back. I got to call the Free Talkers. It's been such a long time.
So what are you doing tonight, Jorge?
I'm sitting around, and I was thinking about what you were talking about the war on the drugs.
Yeah. What do you think about
it? I am for the war on the drugs.
No, you're not. Come on.
Because I am fighting it right now in my house. And
you're fighting
all
the war? Wait a minute. You're fighting the war on drugs in your house?
Yes, I am fighting the best that I can.
How are you fighting the war on drugs?
I'm going to burn all the magical grass that is in my house. I'm going to burn it all down.
Are you going to continue to fight it by then inhaling the smoke from the burning magical grass?
Yes, and I will blow it away and say, do not come back. That is my way to do it. Yes.
Hey, Jorge, did you know that we're actually selling a DVD set of all of our old archives on our website at store.freetalklive.com so people can actually go and buy that DVD set and they can hear all of your original calls from way back in the day?
Are you going to cut me a check?
Are we going to cut you a check?
Yes.
No, you consented to us.
Maybe you can give me a six-figure contract, and I will go on there and talk to you guys.
I don't know. Maybe we could talk about getting you some grass or something like that, but that's not all we can do.
It's got to be the magical grass. Yes.
You got enough grass. You growing that stuff back in the back
room? No. I did not grow the grass.
I see.
The magical grass.
Where did it all come from?
Oh, a little bird came in and gave it to me, and... Yes, I know it is bad, but that's why I'm going to burn every last bit of it.
Yes, you're a bad, bad man, Jorge.
No, I'm doing good. I'm going to burn it all and blow the smoke away.
All right, man. Have fun. Thanks for the call, as always. 800.
Blow it away, Jorge.
259-9231. All right, so I said we were going to reveal where the marijuana plants were. That was a little bit of an unusual location. According to the Duluth News Tribune, like all good reporters, the News Tribune's Jana Gort has learned to keep her ears and eyes open for whatever might be encountered on an assignment. Gort accompanied law enforcement officials Saturday as they searched for people illegally using all-terrain vehicles in Duluth. She wrote a story about the enforcement campaign for Sunday's newspaper. She also uncovered a dozen marijuana plants growing in western Duluth. The pot wasn't growing off of an ATV trail, however, and she didn't find it in the woods. Ms. Gort found the marijuana growing in a planter near the front door of the West Duluth Police Substation.
In a planter?
Yes. You might say she was paying attention. During law enforcement's briefing on how they were going to conduct the ATV sting, Gort heard two members of a rival news team talking about something interesting in front of the police station. Eavesdropping like a good reporter, the way they wrote this is very strange. Gort filed the comment away in her memory bank and accompanied law enforcement on the ATV crackdown. When that assignment was over, she returned to the police station and took a walk around the building. She found the marijuana plants, although she said she didn't know that they were marijuana plants. Now, this is where it gets a little interesting. She found the marijuana plants, but
identified them as plants of interest.
Yes,
but didn't know that they were marijuana plants.
She plucked one of the leaves and brought it back to the newspaper. She said, "I needed some evidence. I didn't know if anyone would believe me. I didn't think it was a big deal. I just thought it was rather amusing." Well, ho ho ho! Casper immediately she gave it to Duluth City Gardener Tom Casper. He was given the leaf for inspection and confirmed, indeed, that it had come from a marijuana plant.
Well, how did the gardener know?
He's a gardener. He knows these
things. Right, sure. Gardeners just happen to know what marijuana plants look like.
I would think they should. Casper immediately traveled to the West Duluth Police Substation to inform the supervising police officer, John Bayer, of the pot growing in the front yard planter. Bayer pointed out that he, his police officers, and the public use the back door entrance to the police station. The front door is usually locked and not used. So he says, "Well, the only thing I can say is somebody has a sense of humor. Now they'll read about it in the paper and say, yeah, that was me." The gardener dug out the 12 marijuana plants by their roots.
Say how big they were?
They were 4 to 6 inches high, and Casper estimated they had been growing for about 3 weeks. Bayer said the plants would be placed in a paper bag and destroyed when the next batch of police confiscated drugs are gotten rid of.
Well, you can't do much else with a 4 to 6 inch plant.
Well, what I want to know is why they didn't arrest themselves and then take their own property from themselves.
Because
had this been you or I, and we had had 12 or even one marijuana plant growing on our property, we wouldn't have been able to deny it. I mean, there's a chance that somebody just could have thrown marijuana seeds on our property just like they threw marijuana seeds in the police planter, which is likely what happened. So even though there's a chance that somebody could have done the same thing to our property, I don't think the police would have said, oh, somebody's got a sense of humor.
Isn't that funny?
What do you think they would have said when they came knocking on your door, Mark?
Put your hands behind your back, citizen.
Why? Why am I putting my hands behind my back? Well, we found marijuana in your front yard, sir. But I didn't know marijuana was there.
What?
Well, it doesn't matter. There's pot growing in your yard, and it's your yard, and so now you're coming down to the
slammer. And the closest person has to go to jail.
Yep. That's the rule. Sorry. So why didn't they arrest themselves? Why the inconsistency? Why didn't they arrest themselves and then forfeit the entire police substation? 1-800-259-9231.
Well,
hypocrisy.
They're not going to.
Obviously not.
But I don't know.
It's hypocrisy at its finest. And, by the way, this is probably a result of either somebody just sort of having fun and throwing marijuana seeds, or it's a result of what they call Operation Overgrow. Mark, have you heard of this?
No.
It's an interesting concept, and I happen to be a fan of it.
Okay.
The idea is, marijuana smokers in a given area take their seeds from the pot that they buy, they save their seeds.
Which are waste, generally.
Yeah, normally you're going to throw it out somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You take your seeds, and you maybe drive down the road and throw them into the median. Or walk past the police department and subtly drop them in the planter, as was done in Duluth. Only do it on public, so-called public property. Do not do it to somebody's private yard. That's really bad karma.
Yeah, that's a bad thing to do.
But there's nobody going to get in trouble if there's marijuana plants growing in the police planter. There's no one's going to get in trouble if there's marijuana plants growing in the median, in front of the city courthouse, in front of any government municipal building.
It would have been great if these plants would have gotten 4 to 6 feet tall. That would have been nice.
That really would have.
Yeah.
But the more people participate in Operation Overgrow, the more out of control it's going to get. I mean, it's going to make it obvious to people that what we're dealing with here is a plant. It's a weed. It's something that grows naturally. You don't really even have to put any effort into it. Just throw the seeds out, leave them there. That's it. You don't have to come by and water them. You don't have to come by and give them fertilizer. It's a weed. It will take root.
No, it'll be fine.
It will be fine. As long as there's a little bit of sunlight, it's going to be fine.
Some of the seeds will take and some of them won't, and
right.
That'll be just fine.
So I think it's a wonderful approach to sort of get marijuana out there in the forefront. This made the front page of Drudge Report.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little story about pot plants growing in front of
some
the
lady
department.
Who didn't know what a pot plant was, but knew enough to identify it as a plant of interest.
What a load of crap!
Yeah.
So I'd love
she's
to
growing them in her basement.
I would love to. I would love to see more people actually take part in Operation Overgrow. Don't just throw your seeds out. Throw them in a place where they can make a difference.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they grow at the dump.
Exactly right. So
I think this is great. You know, at the police station. Awesome.
Well, you have to be careful, though, because there's probably cameras at the police station as well. So, I mean, if you're going to do something like this, make sure you scope out the situation beforehand. Be very subtle about it. Don't go and make obvious planting. Don't go and start planting stuff. Just
till soil.
Just drop it. You know, just sort of subtly, there you go. Throw it out there and walk away. So that way there's no evidence that you were the one that did it. And don't admit to anybody that you were the one that did it either.
No.
Because the last thing you want to do is say, oh, yeah, that was me. I plant. There you go. DEA manufacturing charge, conspiracy to manufacture. That's like a 15-year mandatory minimum federal sentence. You don't want to get involved in
that. That's how so many people on drug charges go to jail is they just loose lips sink ships every single time.
So there you go. 1-800-259-9231. On the way. The democratic dictatorship continued from our Saturday show We never really got to finish this topic. It's about the whole Hitler and Bush connection.
Mm.
We never got to make the connection because the phones blew up so bad. All right, more on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free, including updates. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn more about how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We're going to the phones, to the amplifier line. And Liam in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's it going?
Hey, Liam. It's going well. Actually, this line is not working out as hot as I had hoped it would. But if you can get your thoughts out there in like 30 seconds, then that'll work.
Yeah. Basically, what it is I was going to say with the Overgrowth Project, you can take a model rocket, like I don't know if you've ever used one of those, mm-hmm. and instead of putting a parachute at the top of it, fill the top of it with your seeds and use some kind of flame retardant paper that they have, put it in there, shoot it out over a park, and it'll spread the seeds all over the park, not just in one little area.
As long as it's a government-run park, then that's a great idea. Thanks for the call, Dan. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Having funny troubles with
urban guerrilla warfare there with the Project Overgrow.
Yeah, interesting idea. So you bring up whatever's on your mind, just like Liam did there. All right. So Saturday night, we started an article by Jacob Hornberger, and he was talking about President Bush and the whole comparison to Hitler thing. And when we were discussing it and reading some of the articles or some of the article, I made a couple of points like, well, you said, well, he's not throwing him into the ovens, and I said, well, not yet.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that sort of brought out the neocon callers who were very upset about that sort of a comparison being made, and we just got into it with the Indianapolis crowd, the neocons that listen on Saturday night, and it just got sidetracked from the entire issue in the first place. And what we never got to do was discuss the portion of the article where he actually does compare Bush to Hitler. And remember, we're not talking about Bush's Hitler in that Bush threw people into ovens or Bush has put people into concentration camps. That stuff hasn't happened, okay? That's not the comparison that's being made. What Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation was pointing out is that people are making this comparison because Hitler is the watermark. Hitler is the totalitarian dude, right? I mean, he's the man.
He's the big one.
As far as history, recent history is concerned, he's the one that you want to compare people to.
If you say totalitarianism, you say fascism, he's the guy who comes to mind.
Exactly.
Not Franco, not Mussolini. These guys, you know, they don't cut the mustard. He's the big one.
So we were talking about the ways that the president has, for instance, consolidated his power, becoming more and more dictatorial in nature. And just to briefly recap the three different ways is that, well, the president now claims that he has the power to order the Pentagon to take any American from anywhere in the world and lock them into a brig, like they did with Jose Padilla, for instance. In fact, he's still sitting in that brig. So that's one of those powers. As long as you're labeled an enemy combatant, all of the constitutionally protected rights and the things that we have that make America unique and special in the world goes right out the window. As long as you've been labeled an enemy combatant. And who can make that label stick?
The president.
The president. The other thing is, of course, the warrantless wiretapping, the power to record telephone conversations of the American people without even going after a warrant. And finally, the power to send the entire nation into war against another foreign nation without a declaration of war from Congress. Now, to be fair, other presidents have done that in the past as well. So he's just sort of continuing on with one dictatorial power that other presidents have enjoyed.
Not the first time that's happened.
Right. But there are certain justifications, certain excuses that the Bush administration, Bush and his cronies, have been using to sort of stave off the media on this. Well, the media will say, well, isn't this unconstitutional? Well, they'll say, and then they'll come up with their excuses. So that's what we're going to get into here. Again, Jacob Hornberger, Future of Freedom Foundation, he points out that there's two prime justifications. There's the congressional justification and the commander-in-chief justification. The congressional justification, the president cites these justifications for exercising his omnipotent power, which he interweaves. First, he says that Congress authorized him to take whatever measures he deemed necessary to seek out and arrest or destroy the terrorists who were responsible for the 9/11 attacks.
Did they do that?
Second, he says that since we are now at war, the war on terrorism, he's able to
undeclared war.
He's able to and it can't be declared because you can't declare war against terrorism.
Right.
It's not an entity. It's not another country. It's not a government. He's able to exercise omnipotent powers as the nation's military commander in chief. Bush's first justification involves a congressional resolution that was enacted in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, which authorized him to use force against those who had conspired to carry out the attacks. Ironically, Bush's justification is quite similar to the one that Hitler used to justify his dictatorial powers. After the terrorist attack on the German parliament building, the Reichstag, Hitler went to his legislature and argued for a temporary suspension of civil liberties. After heated discussion and debate, including Hitler's suggestion that such legislation was necessary to protect the freedom of the German people, the necessary number of votes for passage was finally secured. The law granting dictatorial powers to Hitler became known as the Enabling Act. How is this different in principle from Bush's claim that the authorization of force resolution that Congress enacted immediately after 9/11 gave him omnipotent powers to deal with the terrorists? There are two major problems with Bush's reasoning. One is that unlike Germany's Enabling Act, which expressly suspended civil liberties, the resolution enacted by Congress didn't do any such thing. Yet Bush is effectively interpreting it to mean that Congress granted him what the German Enabling Act granted Hitler.
Does sound similar.
The power to override constitutional protections of civil liberties. More important, however, is the fact that under the U.S. Constitution, Congress is not empowered to pass laws that nullify the protections and guarantees in the Constitution. You can't just wipe it out here in America. You can't. According to the Constitution, at least. The only way that any provision in the document can be nullified is via the amendment process, a statutory attempt to nullify jury trials, search warrant requirements, due process of law, and the right to counsel has no legal effect whatsoever. Or at least it shouldn't. They're still getting away with it.
They're getting away with it, but, you know, several years down the line, somebody will stop them.
There's another justification, the commander-in-chief one. We're going to explore that, but first to James in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. James is gone.
Apparently, James couldn't handle that.
Well, Bush's,
up on the air.
Bush's other justification for the assumption, and he might have thought it was a hang-up noise, because sometimes, if you're, for those of you that have never called talk radio before, when you're on hold and you get put on the air, in a lot of talk studios, in fact, everyone I've ever encountered, there's a noise. There's kind of a funny noise that alerts you that you're going on the air, but somebody might have thought, somebody inexperienced might have thought, oh no, something's wrong with my line, and hung up the phone.
Could happen.
Anyway, his other justification for his omnipotent power is his role as Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces during a time of war. What war? Well, the war on terrorism, of course.
Of course.
Which, again, ironically, was the same type of war that Hitler declared after terrorists struck the Reichstag with a firebomb. There's one crucial difference between Hitler's claim of power and Bush's claim of power, however. The Enabling Act was only a temporary grant of powers. Each time it was set to expire, Hitler would duly return to the Reichstag and secure legislation temporarily extending it. We'll explore more on the way. 800-259-9231. The Bush-Hitler connection? More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238. 800-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You're being followed very, very closely. You zig, it zigs. You zag, it's right behind you. Exactly where you want it to be, because it's your trailer. When I come back, I'll lead the lesson on how to follow.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
Whether it's horses or a new boat, you're towing weight worth pulling the right way. Here's advice to follow. First, never exceed towing capacity. Too much weight behind can do big damage to the vehicle and its tires in front. Next, pursue and purchase a weight-appropriate hitch, hitch ball, and ball mount. And finally, do you know the leading towing accessory? Though trailer lights and turn signals list, they all trail behind you, the driver. So for a towing experience worth its weight in gold, closely follow the safety rules of the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at BGFindAShop.com. That's BGFindAShop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind toll free. 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it. You'll see that, like everything else on our site, it's totally free. All of the content on the wiki has been created by you, the listeners. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com, you'll see over 750 pages of unique content created by you. In fact, you can edit virtually anything that you see there. You can add to it, you can change things around, but then again, so can everyone else. See, that's the trick with the wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com. Get involved with the fun over there. That's wiki. freetalklive.com.
I think that's my favorite part of the freetalklive.com. I can go there and just look at all the stuff that people put up.
Yeah.
I like it better than BBS.
And we don't touch it. I mean, if you go to Mark's page and you want to write something mean, Mark isn't allowed to go in and change it. But someone else might go in and change it. So that's kind of the neat thing about it. It's hands off as far as the Free Talk Live crew is concerned. So we just watch it grow and watch it change and morph into something new and exciting.
Do its little thing.
Yes. All right. So we're talking about the justifications that Bush has used for his increased power, this consolidation of power that he's been going through the past 5 years, since September 11th specifically. And Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation is pointing out that there's some parallels here with Hitler's rise to power as well. He's not saying that George Bush is putting people in ovens. He's just pointing out that there are some interesting parallels. So his other justification for achieving power, consolidating power, is this idea that he's the commander-in-chief. This is a time of war. It's a war on terrorism. And as Hornberger puts it, there's one crucial difference between Hitler's claim of power and Bush's claim of power. The Enabling Act was only a temporary grant of powers to Adolf Hitler. Each time it was set to expire, Hitler would duly return to the Reichstag and secure legislation temporarily extending those powers. Bush's rationale for his omnipotent powers, on the other hand, is that as the nation's military commander-in-chief in the war on terrorism, his omnipotent powers will last as long as the war continues.
Long as he wants them to.
Of course, since it's impossible to know with any degree of certainty when the last terrorist is exterminated or neutralized, that means that for all practical purposes, the war on terrorism is perpetual. In fact, Bush's administration has pretty much come right out and said that, well, this is going to go on for decades, this is going to go on for generations. I mean, they have no plan to end the war on terrorism, at least during their administration.
No.
And I'm sure the upcoming administrations will feel the same way because they love power, too, and the war on terrorism will give them the excuse to continue to enhance that power. Anyway, it's perpetual, which means that Bush's powers are also perpetual, and will as well be held by his democratically elected successor in 2009. There's no,
and that's the scariest part of this. I don't know, it's a scary part of this is that who knows who's going to be the next president?
Yeah.
How are they going to continue to expand this? Because every president seems to expand the role of the executive branch a little more. Where's this going next? Assuming that, by the way, that he actually steps down in 2008, I've heard people say that that's not going to happen.
Yeah, there's speculation for sure. I guess only time will tell. There's no merit whatsoever, however, to Bush's argument that the Constitution grants omnipotent powers to a president when he puts on the helmet of a military commander-in-chief. In fact, there's no suggestion whatsoever in the Constitution that war gives rise to the exercise of any powers that nullify any of the other restrictions on power in the Constitution, especially the Bill of Rights. What Bush is relying on is the old European notion of imperial dictatorial powers that were claimed by a ruler when he led his military forces into war against another nation. Think about Napoleon, who became a dictator by centralizing power, especially in his role as commander-in-chief of French military forces. Or, closer to home, think of the president of Mexico, Santa Anna, whose centralization of power not only made him the Napoleon of the West, but also precipitated the insurgency in Texas. This is how Bush views himself as the nation's commander-in-chief, as a Napoleon or a Santa Anna, along with the omnipotent powers that those two dictators exercised. In fact, he's made statements publicly about how this would be so much easier if I was a dictator. He actually wants to be a dictator.
Well, he's got his little name there. He's the Decider.
That's right.
That's a disturbing title that he's given himself. What's it mean?
It's the old European notion of inherent imperial powers granted to the sovereign, both as emperor and as commander-in-chief of the nation's military forces. There's just one big problem with Bush's analysis, however. Our American ancestors fully and completely rejected the notion of inherent imperial powers with the enactment of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That was why they came here. They wanted to get away from all of that stuff. That, in fact, was one major reason for limiting the powers of the president by expressly enumerating them in the Constitution to therefore negate the old European notion of inherent sovereign powers. Because the president was just supposed to be another American.
Right.
Not a sovereign. Not a king.
A servant to the people.
Of course, there are those who say, well, the situation's not really that serious. President Bush is a good man. He can be trusted to do the right thing. He won't abuse these powers. He's exercised them against only a few Americans. And we've heard it all before. We've heard all of that stuff come out, especially on the Saturday night show, and we have more of the average Americans listening to the program, and they just sort of kind of turn out and parrot off this Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity-esque line. He's a good man. He wouldn't do anything wrong. He can have the power. It's okay.
How do we know he's a good man?
Well, he's a good man. He goes to church.
So what? Lots of people go to church. Lots of bad people go to church.
They're missing some important points. One is that no matter how good a man President Bush is, dictatorships are the opposite of liberty and therefore are morally wrong, no matter how good or benevolent the dictator is. Moreover, once dictatorial powers are relinquished to a good man, there's no assurance that he won't become a bad man, or that a bad man won't succeed him. A good test is, would I want the most despicable character I can think of, say Adolf Hitler, Stalin, Mao Zedong, to have any of these powers over me and my country? If your answer is no, then your answer should be the same with respect to George W. Bush. And that's because power's the issue, not the personality. It's not who is in office, it's what they're doing, the power that they have assumed. And everybody who's a fan of Bush just overlooks it. It's as though to them, none of what we're talking about has even occurred. It's as though to them, everything he does is holy. Oh, sure, go ahead and lock people up in a brig. They're terrorists. We know because George Bush is a good man, and he said so.
And, you know, when it comes to government, no matter who's in charge and what great program it is that they're trying to institute, whatever program it is that they try to institute, it always has unintended consequences. Consequences that people don't necessarily see right off, and on down the line, they just grow and fester, and they turn into the, you know, horrible things that we point out here every night on the show.
As history has shown, once a ruler's given dictatorial powers, there's no assurance that the powers won't be expanded to larger groups of people and abused much more extensively, especially if there's a huge crisis that strikes fear and panic amongst the citizenry. After all, keep in mind that in the absence of the terrorist strike on the Reichstag, Hitler might well not have been able to secure passage of the Enabling Act. Nobody would have been scared.
Right.
Ask yourself, how would the compliant Republican-controlled Congress respond to a request by President Bush for an expansion of powers if terrorists exploded a massive bomb today in the middle of the U.S. Capitol? Unfortunately, many Americans, like other people in history, don't want to face the disquieting truth about the dark and ominous direction in which their nation's currently headed. They simply want to bury their heads in the sand and not analyze too closely the logical implications of the president's and Pentagon's position. They don't want to face that we're now traveling in uncharted waters with respect to dictatorship. It's uncharted as far as the United States is concerned. A lot of this has happened before elsewhere. Here's the unvarnished truth that Americans are trying to avoid confronting. Both the president and the Pentagon have repeatedly emphasized that the nation's at war. It's at war with terrorists. In this war, the entire world is the battlefield, including Iraq and the United States. In this war, the president is the nation's commander-in-chief, and as such, wields omnipotent power to defeat the enemy and win the war. These powers include the power to arrest and punish Americans as illegal enemy combatants, denying them jury trials, due process, lawyers, or any federal court interference. They've got the power to take people into custody and transport them to foreign regimes for torture, called extraordinary rendition. And it's been happening. They have the power to record telephone conversations without warrants. In other words, these people have the same powers to wage the war on terrorism in the United States that they have in Iraq. Yeah, that's right. Iraq. That's the logical consequence of what these people are saying. They have the power to do everything they're doing in Iraq right here in the United States. What are they doing in Iraq? In case you haven't been paying attention, we'll explain. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science,
ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. The UFOstore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theufostore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Anything goes. Once again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Shop with us. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free at freetalklive.com, well, then go to our friends at Amazon via our website by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. Because if you enter Amazon through our site at amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a percentage of your sale. It's that simple. I mean, there's over 30 different categories of products at Amazon, everything from books to DVDs to office supplies to educational stuff. I mean, it's all there. In fact, they've got a brand new grocery store even at Amazon. But I want you to go through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff you want delivered to your door.
And it won't cost you any more than it normally does.
Regular prices, great deals, also the great Super Saver shipping deals as well at amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go to Daryl in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Daryl.
Interesting conversation. But what I'm trying to figure out is, why are all these politicians so afraid of him? I mean, has he waved a magic Prozac pill in the Congress or something?
You're talking about George Bush.
Yeah. Is everybody in Zombieville or what?
Maybe he's maybe they're so afraid that he's got dirt on them because of this wiretapping that's been going on. Maybe they're too afraid to make a move.
I think it's partisan politics. I think they figure they'll be left in the cold if
back in the olden days, didn't George Bush have an oil company called Zapata?
I don't know. I take your word for it.
And I think that one of the reasons that him and Vicente Fox is buddied up is because he's afraid Vicente Fox is going to rat him out. I mean, because all the things that I've read and come across, you know, there's been a lot of hanky-panky and drug dealing and all this stuff, kind of like the Contra scandal that went down. And, you know, why are all of these supposed individuals so afraid of him? I mean, you know, it's ludicrous.
Why aren't the Democrats really, really rattling the saber? I mean, they could be. Couldn't they be making political hay out of this? Couldn't they be really doing something about this? And
well,
really,
one would think, unless they're all too busy going up to, the Grove up there in California.
I don't know about that. That's really just paranoid stuff as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you're talking about the Bohemian Grove.
Right.
This idea that all the world's leaders get together in the dark corner of California and Satan.
Hang on. Before you go spinning off on reality on that, what about all of the various temples that have been, you know, built in the United States within the last 50 years?
Temples?
Yeah, there's one down in, actually in Tennessee, and there's also one in Indianapolis.
What sort of temples are you talking about?
Well, we're talking temples. Temples that represent, you know, worship to various gods, like the god Athena and all of these.
Where are these being built? I didn't
know actually, there's one in Indiana. If you go to, can I give out a website?
I don't know. What's the website?
Well, it's a reference to a person that has all of this information.
Yeah. Okay, who is it?
Okay, it's WilliamHenry.net.
And so he has information that there are temples being built to worship the goddess Athena around the country.
Various ones, yes, but this stuff's been going on for a long time.
And who cares? I mean, so what?
Wait! Look, the whole planet. Excuse me. The whole planet is based on religion concepts, right? Most people have, or most people believe in God in one religious form or another.
Okay,
do they not?
Fine.
Okay. Is not what's going on right now basically a war of one religion or consciousness versus another?
I would say yes.
Okay. If you take it a little step farther, because of all these things that are going on in our society, and there are a lot of things going on that we don't see and we don't understand in other realms of thought and consciousness, could it not be possible that all of these worshiping of these gods does give them certain levels of empowerment? Because if
the gods themselves?
Well, yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you believe that goddess Athena and Zeus are granting powers to...
I'm saying that the possibility of that existing is highly probable.
No, it's just as impossible as the possibility that any god exists. I mean, to suggest that there's a higher possibility that Athena and Zeus are granting George W. Bush power is just as implausible and impossible that there is even a god. Period.
Then why throughout history have a lot of buildings, including most of the ones that represent the Capitol buildings in Washington, D.C., why do they all have Masonic symbols placed on them?
Because they were built by Masons? I don't know.
Okay, but you know, try not to be too argumentative in the idea that this is...
I'm listening to you, man. ...isn't
valid, okay?
Well, if you listen to Jehovah's Press, you know, no other god could stand before him, so...
But the point is, this is not consciousness in itself empowering. You have consciousness, right?
Uh-huh.
And when you place your will to do something, do you not try to accomplish that or accomplish that, whether you think you have help from another dimensional realm or you don't?
Well, okay. I think that if I willed this spoon on the desk I'm sitting at to get up and dance, I don't think it would.
Well, mainly because your belief system doesn't allow that.
Hang on.
Don't you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in this reality, in my opinion, that is basically dark in nature. And, you know, everyone everyone's being trained in fear, right?
I believe that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the purpose? If the boogeyman doesn't exist, then why is everyone putting all this fear upon us? I mean,
so that they can take power.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I don't understand why you believe Athena and Zeus and all these other gods. I mean, really, if Athena's out there and she can grant me some powers, how come I haven't heard about this yet? How come there's not, you know, a real cult of people following alternative gods?
There are. Okay.
Because I want to get some power for myself. I'd really like to know, what god do I have to worship?
That isn't exactly where I was going, but the point that
you know who the gods are. Come on, let me know. Who do I need to worship?
There's hundreds of them, dude. There's 2,500 basic deities on this planet or better,
really?
And just in the Japanese and the Chinese, there's
How do you find out which one will really grant you the real power? Because I want to rule the world, Daryl.
That might be a change. I don't know. Pick one. Okay, but the point I'm trying to make is there's a fear factor going on here that just doesn't make sense from a conscious level of understanding. Period.
Really, I'm at a conscious level at this point, and I don't understand your call, Daryl. Thanks for the call.
Okay, sure.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So there's temples, according to Daryl. Maybe I misunderstood. Let me see if you're on the same page as me here, Mark. There's temples being built around the United States, and whatever website it was that he gave is evidence that there's temples being built.
Well, I suppose there's some photographs of these temples. That would help.
There's temples being built, and the political leaders are worshiping in these temples in order to get power.
In the middle of Indiana.
In order to get power from Zeus and Athena and the 2,500 other gods that are out there in the world.
Well, it seemed like that's what he was saying. That,
okay, just making sure I was on the same page.
In fact, our political leaders are worshiping Greek gods.
Wow. Well, anyway, back to reality.
Do you think that Jupiter's any different than, Jupiter and Minerva would be any different than Zeus and
I don't know.
Athena?
Maybe they can grant different powers, too.
Well, I just, these are the Roman equivalents. Are they the same gods with different names?
Right,
or
right.
Are they different
Zeus
gods?
Zeus is Jupiter.
Well,
right?
It depends
or
on...
Or maybe not.
Maybe not. Now, here's another question I have, going along with his thought process, is there's different denominations of Christianity out there who, to some extent or another, worship, one could say, they worship a different God. Because
they interpret the Bible differently.
They interpret God differently. So are we talking about bunches of different versions of Yahweh out there? Mm-hmm. Is he splintered off?
I don't know.
None of this makes much sense to me.
Anyway, we're talking about this idea that Jacob Hornberger, just with a few final thoughts from him, he was pointing out that the president and the Pentagon have the same powers to wage the war on terrorism in the United States as they do in Iraq. That means that they have the power to do everything they're doing in Iraq right here in the United States. The power to break people's doors down and search their homes and businesses without warrants. The power to arrest and indefinitely detain people. The power to torture and abuse prisoners and detainees. The power to fire missiles into cars and apartment complexes where terrorists are traveling or hiding out. Now, they haven't actually exercised that one yet, but they probably claim the power to do so if they wanted to. The power to confiscate guns as well, as we saw in Hurricane Katrina. Ultimately, the solution to dictatorship lies with the citizenry, a citizenry whose love of liberty trumps everything else, including fear and the desire to be taken care of. Time will tell whether the love of liberty, that love of liberty, is still a powerful force within the hearts and minds of the American people, sufficiently powerful to overcome the fear and the quest for security and currently hold people in their grip, sufficiently powerful to restore freedom to our land. 1-800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is on the way. Brent in Missouri. Zeus is actually on the line to grant us some power. I hope he can hang through the news because I really want to talk to Zeus. And anything else goes. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are you paying?